All right, so I asked what the largest dating gap that you've ever been a part of, age-wise, right?
Mm-hmm.
So speculation surrounds our buddy, 24-year-old Shawn Mendes. He famously was seeing Camila Cabello for a long time.
Yeah, a couple years.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they were inseparable, it seemed. They had a hit song, Senorita, together.
Still not over the breakup.
No. But now there is speculation that he is dating, seeing, talking to more than maybe just friends or clients. His 51-year-old chiropractor, Dr. Jocelyn Miranda.
Really?
It's such a departure from his relationship with superstar Camila Cabello. She's a pop star, one's a doctor. They're just completely, one would imagine, very different people, very different energies. But hey, sometimes that's what happens in dating. I call it the pendulum swing. So you date one type and that doesn't work, and you go, nope, not doing that again, and you swing all the way to the other side. And apparently this was into his chiropractor's arms.
What are they basing their information on? Have we seen them holding hands, smooching, making out? What's happening?
I mean, I don't think, I don't know. There are some Instagram photos of the doctor and Shawn together. You know, she, for 51, my goodness, she looks good.
Okay.
She looks
all
good.
Right.
So,
okay.
So, was wondering, what's the largest age gap you've ever been a part of? Now, I've never had the benefit of having an older woman take me in under her wing and show me things as I was a younger man growing up.
Okay.
Never got to experience that joy.
All right.
Unfortunate
for you, or
I don't know. I don't know if I missed out on something or not, but
I think you turned out okay.
Yeah, well,
you like your situation.
I was
right
gonna
now.
Say my life is fine. Kelly, you've dated right around your same age also, right?
Yes. I did date a younger guy for a couple of years, just by a couple of years.
Okay, but
it wasn't like a major gap. It was maybe 3-4 years.
So it wasn't like 10?
No.
Because I would think about 10 years, and you're starting to get into that, different generation, you know, type of person. Now, Heath messages us and says, I was 19, she was 45.
Oh.
We only dated a few months.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's probably when those issues start to enter the relationship and become factors.
Right. Right.
Stacy says my husband's 13 years older than me.
Okay.
All right. It's working out for them.
Brittany said, I started dating him when I was 18, and there was an 8-year age gap. So what would that be? 26?
Yeah.
26? 18, 26-year-old? I mean, I guess, I mean, I've got 18-year-olds. If they started seeing a 26-year-old, I'd be like, But, you know.
Pump the brakes.
But yeah, I mean, just looking that on paper, I'm like, that doesn't seem too bad, you know. But
I think it really depends on what, you know, season of life the youngest person is in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are they, and their maturity level and that kind of thing.
Wow. Amy said, I was with a guy for 15 years who was 22 and a half years older than me.
Oh.
It was pretty great while it lasted. Wow.
Okay.
That is okay. Is it easier when the guy is older than the lady, or vice versa?
Riley said, I was 21, he was 43. We dated for 8 months. I was closer in age to his 16-year-old daughter. Ooh.
All right. Well, you know,
I'm sure that could be an issue.
Mm, yeah. I especially if the daughter isn't on board with the whole dad's dating a younger girl.
Yeah,
you know,
that can get tricky
type of thing. But all right. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know the whole Shawn Mendes and Dr. Jocelyn thing, whether it's true or not. But yeah, that age gap is, you know, what, 26 years?
Tyler's rolling in. I was 17. She was 37. Years older than me. Oh. 37 years older?
What was that, 54?
Yes. Oh, Tyler. Oh, that's under 18. Oh, goodness.
Well, that is that in Kentucky, that's okay, I think.
Is it? Did your parents know,
I think 16,
Tyler?
is Kentucky.
Are they just finding out right now?
Was it a parent's friend?
I don't.
I bet it was.
I need to know logistics.
Is that Stifler's mom situation? Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah, Melissa said, my partner and I are 24 years apart, and his kid is older than me.
Oh, wow.
All right. All right. So, yeah. So, I think 37 years age gap is the winner. So, Tyler, congrats.
Congratulations.
You got that. Are you still together, by the way?
Yes.
Well. He is?
I don't know. Oh. I'm still waiting for a reply.
We're on pins and needles. All right. So, hey, I tell you what. We're going to tweet out Dr. Jocelyn's Instagram of her and Sean. You can kind of see them together. She looks great. He looks happy. So, hey, to each their own, right?
Great news.
At Ben and Kelly Show. Sad update for you. The dating age gap between Tyler, his 17-year-old self, and 37-year-old mistress older than him is actually not 54, as we thought. She was just 37. So, sad update.
Sad?
She was only 20 years older than him, not 37.
Okay.
That was the sad update.
Okie doke.
Yeah. Voice to text. It did him in. But yeah, parents found out and it didn't last long after that. So.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I can imagine so.
Yeah,
so.
That would be. Yeah, I'd probably shut that down too. Sorry, Tyler.
Yeah, Tiffany said, started dating when I was 19. He was 33. Been together for 19 years now and have a 15-year-old son. So, wow.
Well, look at that.
So, yeah, just 4 more years for your son until he finds himself a nice 33-year-old. So.
Stop talking right now.
Yay!